After this weekend, visitors to the Penn Museum in Philadelphia won't be seeing its ancient Sphinx for a while. The museum is about to undergo extensive renovations, expected to last several years. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the Sphinx has been part of the life of the city for over a century.
The Sphinx of Ramses the Great had a full life before it arrived at a Philadelphia port in 1913. For more than 3,000 years, the red granite sculpture stood guard at an Egyptian temple. But immediately upon arrival here, the city adopted the 13-ton artifact as one of its own. The Sphinx now lives in the Lower Egyptian Gallery at the University of Pennsylvania's Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. That's where people often stage their personal life moments, says associate curator Jennifer Wagner. That includes marriage proposals, weddings, and at least one funeral.
I think there's something about the way our Sphinx looks. I mean, he's sort of serene looking. He has this idea of eternity about him. You know, maybe if you're getting married, you want your married union to last as long as the Sphinx has lasted.
Beginning Monday, the Sphinx Hall will undergo a major renovation expected to take several years. Its massive Egyptian architectural elements will be reshuffled and reorganized. One of the most recent weddings to take place at the museum was on May 19th. That's when Jarsi Z and Parag Maharan were married in a kind of cross-cultural soup. The bride is Chinese, the groom Indian, both from Philadelphia, and Z gathered her guests at the feet of the ancient Egyptian Sphinx.
You know, we had Chinese, we had Indian, we had American, and then we have the Egyptian room. We just thought it was really cool to kind of have different parts of our wedding in these different spaces.
Hers may be one of the last weddings there. The details of the future space have not yet been finalized. When the gallery reopens in several years, the Sphinx may or may not be able to oversee such large events anymore. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.